let God show you the way. Give it up to Him each day. Walk in His light. He listens when you pray. Living in God's hands today.
Welcome to Light. Light, L-I-G-H-T, means living in God's hands today. True stories about how God works in the lives of His people. Today's true story shows that if we face our problems with honesty and truth and faith, He can free us to enjoy God in our life. Stay tuned after the show. We have some interesting questions for you.
Hi, my name is Doug. I'm a Young Life leader. Young Life is a Christian ministry to teenagers at their level, where they are. We try to be a bridge between teens and their parents and strengthen their religious ties, too. I want to tell you a story, well, actually two related stories. A couple of years ago, a 17-year-old, Kevin, came to talk to me. A little background on Kevin. He was kind of lonely. He had friends he ran around with, but he was still kind of a loner, cynical, didn't smile much. Liked to party, but even so, he was still kind of aloof. He attended a few Young Life Club meetings, but not real active. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Doug. Can I talk to you?
Well, sure. Come on in. Oh, Kevin, I don't know if you've ever met my wife, Lori.
Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Mrs. Lori.
Look, Doug, I'm just going to attack the dishes in the kitchen, and You two can talk here in the living room, okay?
Fine. Lori, can you turn the stereo off on your way? Well, sit down, Kevin. What have you been up to?
Not much.
Well, we missed you last week at club.
Yeah, well, I had some homework or something.
I understand. No pressure. You know, we'd like to see you whenever you can manage to get by. So listen, Kevin, I'm really glad you came by. I was going to call you. You know, we're planning a kind of talent night at club. Nothing real serious. A lot of laughs. Goofy things. Just fun. And one of the leaders said you were into music or played some instrument or something.
Doug, I won't be playing any music or anything anymore.
No problem.
I came here to tell you that I'm planning to kill myself tonight.
Well,
let me finish. I already sent letters to 17 friends I have explaining why I'm doing this tonight. I took all my money out of my savings account and gave it to one of those friends because she got into some trouble. She needs to get an abortion. Maybe she'll remember me from trying to help her. I don't know. Well, anyway, something told me I should talk to you. I don't know why. I just thought I'd come and tell you what I'm going to do.
Kevin, I'm glad you count me as one of your friends, and I'm real glad you decided to come here. Better yet, I thank God you decided
Doug.
To...
I didn't come here to be talked out of it.
Well, we talked a long time that night. Kevin really let it out how he was feeling. You know, you hear a lot of stories about the football captain or head cheerleader committing suicide, and you wonder how these very popular kids can feel so lonely and unloved. That was Kevin's problem, too. Aggravated, I have to add, by an infatuation with a couple of rock groups he loved, whose songs were all about loneliness, emptiness, and separation. You know, we don't pay much attention to what teenagers listen to, but they do. They know all the words, and they try to identify with them. I wasn't sure how to turn this around for Kevin, but God gave me an entree back into the conversation. You know, Kevin, life can be pretty empty without the love of Jesus Christ.
Oh, sure. That's easier for you to say. But how do I get in on that? How can I feel loved?
Well, we can start by praying. Thank you, Father, for bringing Kevin here tonight. Kevin gave his life to Jesus Christ that night. He changed. He didn't have much explaining to do to his 17 friends, either. The change in him was so remarkable, they seemed to accept it all. I started including Kevin in my prayers, and even though I didn't know what girl Kevin had given his savings to, I prayed for her to make the right choices regarding her abortion. Then, about 4 or 5 days later...
Well, hello, Kevin. Come on in. Oh, and Jenny.
Hi.
Doug, company.
Kevin and Jenny, what a surprise. Come in, sit down.
Like a soda or something?
No, thanks.
We'd like to talk to both of you. That is, Jenny has something to say about,
Oh, honey, what's the matter, Jenny?
I'm...
Jenny's trying to tell you she's pregnant.
Oh, dear. Please sit down and,
Kevin, is Jenny the one you said you gave your savings to?
Yeah.
Are you the father?
No way. That is, I mean, no, I'm not. It's some jerk that doesn't even go to our school.
Do you want to start from the beginning?
Yeah, sure.
Kevin, I'll tell it. About 6 weeks or so ago, I went to this party. This kid's parents were out of town, and we started drinking. There was this guy there, and I got kind of drunk, and it was my first time. I'd never done anything like this. Like, and that all the other girls who do it all the time, and they never got pregnant.
Jenny, do your parents know you're pregnant?
Oh, God, no, they'd kill me.
No, they wouldn't, Jenny. You gotta tell them. I'll go with you if you like.
Oh, I guess so. Would you go too, Lori?
Of course.
Jenny, there's something I'd like to say first.
What?
Regarding an abortion, I don't think that's an answer.
I don't either, Jenny. Can we talk about that?
Do you wonder what's going through Jenny's mind right now? She probably has lots of questions regarding abortion. Maybe you do too. We'll be right back to our story. God is alive in this story, and through Jesus, he can be alive in you. Say this simple prayer. Jesus, come into my heart.
I just don't think you should consider an abortion.
Actually, ever since the other night when we talked, I've done a lot of thinking and praying. And, well, I guess God sort of gave me a different attitude or something about life. And Jenny, we've been talking about that, and I think she wants to have her baby.
Yes, I do.
That's a brave decision, Jenny. And one that God is sure to bless.
Jenny, we've got to talk to your parents. When can we do that?
My dad's out of town. He'll be back tomorrow, I think.
I'll call them day after tomorrow, and we'll plan.
How do you think Jenny's parents are going to take this, Doug?
I don't know. They're both Christians. They love Jenny. She's certainly been a model daughter.
Didn't you tell me she was adopted?
Yeah, she and her sister. But so what? What difference does that make?
Well, I was just thinking, if they had to adopt their two kids, maybe Jenny's mother wasn't able to have children, and, well, this pregnancy may be hard for her to accept.
Oh, my God, I never thought of that. Uh-oh. Here we are. Let's pray God gives us the right words to say.
Hi, Doug. Hi, Lori. Come in. Mom, Dad, you know Doug, and this is his wife, Lori.
Hi.
Yes. Nice to meet you.
Hello, Doug. Hello, Lori.
Talk about an uncomfortable meeting. We talked small talk for half an hour before Lori and I could address the subject. When we finally got around to talking about it...
Let me tell them, Doug. Mom, Dad, I'll just say it, and, well... I'm pregnant.
What?
Oh, dear God.
Pregnant? How could you do this? What about college? Your future? What's everybody going to say?
Oh, dear God, this is awful.
Mom, Dad, listen to me.
No, you listen to me.
Not to your blood pressure.
Oh, God, Mom and Dad, please listen to me. I love you.
You picked a fine way to show it.
Oh, Jenny, how could
Mom,
you?
Mom, I didn't
Mr.
want to...
Mr. Barnes, may I say something? You know, Jenny made a mistake.
A mistake? You call this just a mistake?
Herbert, let him talk.
That's okay. I know you're upset, but so is Jenny. She needs your love and support right now.
No one has gone through more anger or regret than Jenny. She came to us because she was afraid. She was afraid of disappointing you, but she was also afraid of what lies ahead. It was her decision to have the baby. And she's decided on natural childbirth. You know, Lamaze.
Mom, what's wrong?
You have no idea how much I wanted to have children of my own and couldn't. When we adopted you, I said, I'll look forward to the day when you'll have children of your own. And that would somehow make me feel fulfilled. But this way, I don't know.
Mrs.
I just
Barnes,
can't.
No, you can take the Lamaze classes with Jenny.
No.
It would be great.
I just don't think I could do that.
Well, I'd like to help. Is that okay?
I guess so. Whatever.
Who's the father?
Some guy Jenny met at a party. He doesn't apparently want to be any part of Jenny's life.
Daddy, that was the first time I ever did anything like that. I had too much to drink, and I'm so sorry.
Okay, Jenny, okay. It's going to be okay.
Your past is all forgiven. Your future's sealed with love. Find a quiet place. Meet him face to face. He'll shower you with loving grace.
A little update on Jenny. Jenny decided to tell the school to talk openly about her pregnancy and bring out the truth. Another brave decision. Jenny's high school principal, who's also a Christian, got her enrolled in a special school for unwed mothers-to-be. She studied hard and was able to graduate with her regular class. She gave birth to a beautiful baby boy. Her parents are as proud of her and their grandson as they can be. She's working as a dental assistant now, going to night school for her college degree, and praising the Lord for all his blessings.
Turn on the light, let God show you the way. Give it up to him each day. Walk in his light. He listens when you pray, living in God's hands today.
Here's a couple of questions. What feelings do you have regarding abortion? Do you think it's ever justifiable? Jenny's family were good Christians. Do you think they could have protected their daughter from the trouble she got into? And finally, how much do you have to say about the kind of music and entertainment your teenager goes for? In John 8, 32nd verse, Jesus said, "Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free."